Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. So the last part of the halacha test here in the Rambam, it's interesting the Rambam integrates ger and mamzer, which we discussed yesterday. In some ways they're opposite. Ger, bamitipa psula, and they're kind of svara on the kahal. The mamzer is bamitipa kshera, but there's an avera involved, and particularly impacting arayos and yuchsin. So he could have svara al-kahal, it can be a dayan. But he can't be ba b'kahal. And then the Rambam integrates Suma into that discussion, which is an interesting decision. So let me give you the background. The Gemara is a Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph and Beis, a machlokas between the Chachamim and Reb Meir. It's actually a machlokas Rishon between the Agos and Maimonios and basically everybody else who the Rambam is paskening like. So the Gemara says the following: Masisin loker Reb Meir Tanya Reb Meir Omer Matzal Medomer Al Piyam Biyakol Rivah Chol Nagam Chimanyin Rivah Meitzal Negayim El Makish Rivah Negayim. So it sounds like you can't be blind. The Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, it sounds like Rabbi Meir says, afilu b'achas mi'enav v'makish negoyim l'rivim, ma'rivim shalo b'krovim, af negoyim shalo b'krovim. Ima rivim b'shlosha, af negoyim b'shlosha, v'dinu. Mamona b'shlosha, gufo lo kol shekein, tamadom bar v'val aron ha'koin, Alright, so Reb Meir is taking a stand against Sumim. How is Sami that Bishavusi the Rabbi Yochanan? Davan Dain Dina, Velo Amale Rabbi Yochanan Velo Midi. Rabbi Yochanan was silent. Shtika Koda, Sehechi Avirachi, Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kistam Mishno, Tankal Kashal Adun Kashal Hai, Vesh Kashal Hai, Vain Kashal Adun. Rabbi Yochanan, the Sue Suma Bachas Mainab. So we say, Rabbi Yochanan Stamacharisa Eshkach. So location, the context is more impressive. So the Rambam paskins, and again, with the exception of that goes Maimonios, everybody seems to accept that the Rambam is paskining like the Rabbim, as one would expect. So the Rambam wrote, "Bezin shel shloshe yechem em ger is a pasul shiti imam b'Yisrael ayechem em mamzer afilu shloshtan mamzer melu ksherim ladun." As discussed yesterday, v'chenim hayakol echad mehem suma be'echad me'en of kosher. Right, the Rambam doesn't say it's lechatchila necessarily. Ma she'en kein b'sanhedrin aval suma b'shtein of pasul akol. So seems to be passing like the Rabbanan, right? Based on the story of Rabbi Yochanan, stama charisa yislay. That it's only a suma b'shteinav because you have this idea of gemira balayla. If you could be gomer balayla, so as it's explained in Kesef Mishnah and others, so that means that the kind of vision that the average person has at night is basically certainly not better than the vision that a suma b'achas me'inav would have during the daytime. So if again, you know, people with sight in two eyes can do gemar din balayla. So, suma b'achas me'inav, presumably, if not l'chatchila, then at least b'di'eved, is kasher ladun, not the Sanhedrin, because, as we said, menukim b'kol mum, and menukim b'tzadek, so they're not going to be able to serve on the Sanhedrin, but for Beis Din Shel Shlosha, this does not take away. Okay, so Rabbi Meir's position was based on the relationship between Riv and Nega, Al Piyam Yechol Riv Echol Naga, and you would think that Negaim requires Shalosh, as we said, but, there's a Kasev Uvalo Aron HaKoheno Al-Chad Mibanav HaKoheno. I just wanted to develop Rabbi Meir's Shita here for a second. So the Rabbi Meir, at least the way that Rabbi Yosef Karo understood him, not the way that Gosma Munios understood him, was saying that Suma Filu Bachas Me'enav is going to be ineligible. And that's based on the relationship between Riv and Nega. So here we have a fascinating idea that Rabbi Meir is setting up. Okay, he says, L'inyan shlosha, we have exeris akasov, that you don't require that for Negaim. But otherwise, so the standards of Negaim and the standards of Rivim are meant to elucidate one another. That is to say that just like for a Nega, l'chol marei nea kohen, he has to be able to see very clearly the nega, which means you can't be a suma afilu ba'achas me'inav. So that standard applies to Riv, even if the work there is far more conceptual and far less visual. I think that's part of the idea that Rabbi Meir is projecting. It's afilu bebezdin shel shalosh, even at the level of the most junior bezdin, what we need is somebody who has the basic infrastructure to be done, not just the binyani rivin, but binyani negayim, kind of right b'chol atarakula, ra'i lohuris b'chol atarakula. And so Rabbi Meir's position is extremely ambitious position. We don't accept that lahalacha, the way that most understand. We're passing like the Rabbanan, that Rabbi Yochanan is so meich on the other side, Mishnah, that Suma be'achas me'inav is acceptable. We don't require that. But again, the Rambam seems to project this idea, so maybe here you have an echo of Rabbi Meir, at least the chatchila. V'cheinim haya kol echad mehem suma be'achar me'inav kosher ma'shein ken b'sanhedrin. Just get the impression the Rambam is suggesting this is din b'di'eved, so maybe it's exactly for the reason that Rabbi Meir felt it was le'ikuva. Rabbi Meir wanted to take it to the hilt, that you need to have somebody who is ra'i l'horos b'inyan negayim. So the Rambam says maybe that should be a din l'chatchila even by the best in Shul Shalosh, but we're not going to maintain that le'ikuva. Aval, asum b'shteinav, pasul akol, right, that's going to be even psul b'di'eved, that will be le'ikuva.